Welcome, everybody. This is the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we're at show number 199 for April 5th, 2009.
Come on home. You know I'm waiting here for you.
The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance.
You don't know what I'm going through.
And the song you're listening to is Coming Home, Baby. Kind of an appropriate song for spring break.
Come on home.
And it's from the album Haven't We Met.
Use the phone, baby.
The artist is Emily Claire Barlow.
Hear you say that you're coming home.
And you can find a link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.com. blogspot.com.
Baby, now you know I'm waiting at the door, all alone and pacing up and down the floor.
Well, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Home Base Travel Agent Show once again. We were missing in action last week, and that's because I was at a planning session over in Columbus, Ohio, kind of sequestered away for the weekend, but we did have a good time and went out to eat a couple of times and had a couple of nice suppers while we were over there. Columbus, Ohio is quite a town, and it's nice to be in a big university town, and it's a lot of fun, and there was a lot of young people around at the restaurants that we were at. So I want to say thank you to Columbus, Ohio for hosting us. Not that we were a big group or anything. There were five of us, actually six of us. We did have a good time. Columbus is a nice town. We had good weather, fortunately. And driving back, though, I was surprised to run into some snow squalls, and pretty heavy ones at that, but it wasn't sticking on the road. So even in April, we can run into some snow here. And I guess we have some snow coming up here this weekend, too, planned. But I do want to say, you know, if you're a first-time listener to the show, what the show is all about, we're about the travel business, and we talk about how travel agents can improve their business, or about products that they can sell to their clients, you know, as a result of being a travel agent. And that's what this show is about today. We're going to be talking about a product that you may not think about suggesting to a client when they go up to Alaska or Hawaii or down to Mexico even. But it's a product that has to do with the eco-travel movement, and I think you'll find it quite interesting. Maureen does a very good job, as usual, in describing the product. So, you know, stay tuned for that coming up in the co-hosted segment of the podcast. And you can always go over to iTunes and subscribe to the podcast. You can just search Travel Agent or Home Travel Agent, and the show will come up in the podcast section. And you can just hit the subscribe button, and you will be subscribed, and you'll get the podcast automatically delivered to your iPod. But, you know, you don't need an iPod to listen to the show. You know, there's a lot of other MP3 players out there that you can use to get this show, and you don't need the iPod. So you can listen to it on just about anything that will play an MP3 file. So if you get an opportunity to, just stop over at the website. Check it out. The website for the Home Travel Agent is www.hometravelagent.net. A couple of things that we have on the website are, one, we have all the archives of all the past shows, and that's interesting, so you can go and find shows that you may be interested in and just selectively pick those out and listen to them. You're welcome to do that. There's no charge. And another feature of the website is over on the right-hand side of the page. You can put your email address in and receive the show notes automatically in your email. And we talk about items that we put in the show notes, links to those items or products or news items right in the show notes. So you just get those in your email. Very convenient. You know, I do want to say, too, that you can find this show over on the Blueberry Network. And I want to thank Blueberry for being the host of this show. And also, Blueberry provides the advertising that is a help to support the show. And you can find a lot of good shows, travel shows, any other kind of show, too. There's a whole lot of shows over at Blueberry. You may want to stop over and check them out. And you can find them at www.blueberry.com. That's Blueberry without the E's. So stop over there and check them out. There's a great player on the site. So if you want to play this show right from the Blueberry site, it's very handy to do that. Just go over there and Look under the travel section and you will find this show as well as many, many other shows related to travel on the Blueberry Network. So with that, I did mention that we do have a sponsor here, and the sponsor is GoToMeeting. And if you've ever been to an online meeting, you know how long it can take to set up the technology and get the meeting started. That's why you need the easiest online meeting service available, and that's GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you and your attendees can join a meeting in seconds without technical headaches. You can deliver instant sales demonstrations and customer training sessions right from your own computer. You can also share presentations or programs with anyone, anywhere, and avoid the high cost of travel. You and your attendees can also use GoToMeeting's integrated phone and voice over IP conferencing service to make sure everyone in your meeting is on the same page. GoToMeeting is so easy to use that you will have your first meeting up and running in seconds. You can try GoToMeeting for free for 30 days with unlimited online meetings. Just go to gotomeeting.com/podcasts. That's gotomeeting.com/podcasts. And you can check it out. It's online meetings made easy. And I know you'll find that to be very true because I use GoToMeeting. And all I have to do is in about 2 minutes, just give somebody a phone call, say, here's the meeting number, come on in and join up with me. It's just about that simple. So give it a try. So with that, what I want to do is get right into the co-hosted segment from here. And we will jump right in there with Laureen Romero coming to you from Windsor, California. Here we go. Welcome, everybody, to the Homebase Travel Agent Show. We're back after a week off, and we're back with Laureen Romero here on the co-hosted segment. And welcome back, Laureen. Glad to have you, and hope you had a great week.
Thank you. I did, Barry. And sounds like you had some really interesting stuff going on. You were with a set of associates, right? And you were in Columbus, and you were kind of working together as a team about how maybe to move your other passion a little bit forward. That sounds like what you were doing. How wonderful was that?
Yeah, I was with four other business partners. We have the Raw Voice Corporation, which is owner of Blueberry and Tech Podcasts and Podcast Promo and Podcaster News, and we get together once a year at least and do some business planning, and that's what we were doing in Columbus, and it was really a great time. We kind of sequester ourselves away in the hotel room and work on budgets and planning, and actually we come up with a couple of great ideas, and I think the ideas are going to be tremendous. It all has to do with Web 2.0 social media stuff, and if we can execute the ideas, I think we're going to be doing well. But anyhow, and that there's some interest in the travel area too in terms of Web 2.0, so we'll see what happens there. There may be some news coming out in the travel business area, and we should know something about that here within the next couple of weeks. So it's all kind of related, and it all keeps me busy. So anyhow, we did have a good time.
Well, good. And I know you spent a lot of time putting this show together, and it always amazes me that in addition to doing the editing and all the work that goes around putting this podcast together, that you actually have a full-time job. You have also this other affiliation that you're doing that takes a lot of time. So I just really wanted to give you a little bit of a well-deserved shout-out, Barry, for all that you're doing to make everything move smoothly. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
The topic that I picked for today is fun. Weather is getting nicer. More and more of our clients are starting to get out and get back on vacation and back on track. And I've actually been really busy, which is wonderful. I'm totally excited about it because there's kind of the gloom and doom going on lately with the economy and people being in a very difficult place to be able to not go and allow themselves to be on vacation, which, of course, has affected our industry. It's affected all the way down the line from the cruise lines all the way to all-inclusives to us not being able to book people. And I'm hearing more and more people these days saying, yep, it's coming back. So I'm feeling really positive. And the area that I wanted to focus on today, it's just something to throw out to our listeners as an option for their clients when they're on vacation, And I know that I've talked about this briefly in the past, but it's coming up for me again because of the weather being nice, and it's about clients and ecotourism. And that can mean a multitude of things. It can be people being on jeep rides, looking at nature, getting out there. The area that I wanted to focus on was zip lining. And that's becoming more and more popular in this day and age because people are able to get out into the forest and the rainforest and nature and be able to see animals. I have a client with a group that I put together for last year, and we went to Alaska. And I've talked about it on the show before. It was a cruise package as well as land tour together. And when they were in Ketchikan, they decided they all wanted to push their boundaries and try something new and exciting. So they went ziplining. And when I think of ziplining, I think warm. I think, you know, Mexico mostly, because it was really popular down there. And we did it in Ketchikan. It was cold. We were cold. It wasn't snowing or anything like that, but it was cold. It was drippy and wet, and, you know, you're like in a rainforest. So that was the environment that we were in. And I'm telling you, this particular client, whenever I see her, she says, I still remember pushing my boundaries and pushing my limits. And the woman's over 60. She's not the hugely adventurous type. She would rather be on the beach and, you know, drink a little drink instead of going out into the rainforest. And her thing that stood out for her is when we went zipping over, she saw a bear with cubs.
Oh, wow.
And that was the highlight of her vacation. Remember when we saw the bear with her cubs? And that's always going to stand out for her. And she this year isn't going to be able to go back to Alaska because she's having health issues going on in her family. But that one incident makes her want to go back. I want to go back to Alaska. And this is a Hawaiian type of person. Trust me. She's a warm weather person. We talk about when can we do this for next year? Have they started opening up anything? I may want to do a land cruise, you know, bigger, like the 3-day on the ship and then 10 days in land. So it really affected her in terms of her passion of being able to see nature. Some of the different places that do have zipline tours, a lot of times what they do is they bundle them together in packages where you do the rock climbing wall and you do the zip line. And you do a whole bunch of different things, getting out in nature to challenge yourself. Cabo has some. They have Cabo Adventures. Puerto Vallarta, in its affiliation with the same company, it's Vallarta Adventures. And interesting, I was doing research before Barry and I were putting the show on today, and unless my research is really off, I'm finding three on Maui already. I'm going to have to look further into them. There's one in Kaanapali, one in Kapalua, and then there's one on the, and I'm totally going to ruin the name of this place because my Hawaiian is terrible. It's Philo Ranch, P-I-I-H-O-L-O. So all due respect for when I just ruined the ranch's name. But those are at least three that I found just on that one particular island. And they're all adventure tours. They're all getting out. They're things for you to mention to your clients. I had a client who was on a Royal Caribbean cruise. He was in his 60s. He was the first person to sign up for the rock wall climbing. So we've got the baby boomers that, you know, in our minds, oh, you're 65, you're 70, oh, you're kind of getting a little... No, they're the ones who are really wanting to challenge themselves health-wise, get out there, try something new and adventurous. The one that we went to in Ketchikan was Southeast Adventures, and there were people of all ages. There were kids on there. I think there's age limits, like 12, but families were out there. They were doing the whole thing together. They were bonding. They were being in nature. And it was a beautiful thing. And I just really wanted to put that out there on the show today as an idea for something for people to do that may be just a little bit different. If you're going to be on a cruise line, it's different than doing a city tour, for example. It's getting out there, getting in nature, seeing the wildlife, being able to come back with those memories. You can bring your camera with you. We have this great photo that the guide took of all of us together. It got mud on us. It was started rain. We were not in our best shape. And it's a really fun thing to do. So it was something I wanted to put on the show for the week as an idea for people to set up for their clients.
You know, Lorraine, I have audio from Paco Ojeda from the time that you did a zip line tour in Puerto Vallarta. He put that on his podcast, and I think I still have that audio.
Absolutely. It was the first time I had gone, and it has not been the last time I've gone. And he started us off on a new adventure, and you're right. And that one that he took us on was actually a very unusual trip. It had 17 lines. Many of the zip line companies will only have 4, maybe 5. In fact, we were just in Angel's Camp last month, and they had 2.
Huh.
We just laughed. We just went, 2? You have 2 what? You know, from the top of there to over there, and then one more. And so doing a little bit of history and checking it out to find out in what level your clients have. 17 was a bit much. It was a very long, long day. But having one or two may be a little short for people. So kind of doing your homework on the trip would be good. But, yes, you know, when you mention that, it does bring back good memories. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
Well, for our next two shows, we have guests. Next week, we have Marge Schneider, and she is the Director of Tourism and Development in the U.S. and Canada. She is going to be talking about Seattle. And then in the following week, we have a repeat offender who has been on our show before, but she's a lot of fun. Her name is Tanya Hancock, and she comes from the Anchorage Visitors Bureau because, as we know, it is almost time for the cruise lines to start taking off to Alaska. There's going to be a lot of repositioning going on in the next 6 weeks and people heading up to Alaska. So Tanya is able to fit us into her schedule. We did have her scheduled already, but she's had a change because she's been a busy girl. She was over at Fort Lauderdale this week at Cruise 360, and many of our listeners may be familiar with her because she does work a lot when conventions are together and companies like Cruise One or other travel host agencies get together and do training. She often is there training people about Alaska and Anchorage and what are all the things that you can do while you're in Alaska. So she is a busy girl, and we're very lucky to have her on the show. So.
Yeah, she's a great guest.
She is. And then I will be taking a break, and you are going to have someone in my spot, we hope, correct?
Yeah, I am going to be recruiting for a guest co-host coming up here real soon. I've got to get moving on that because you're going to be gone here in about 3 weeks.
I will be. The week of when we normally do our recording on April 24th, I will be laying in the sun on Maui and talking about some of the things that we're doing there. I know that we're going to go to Hana. And that is a lovely place to go. It's a long day, but it'll be fun. And we're planning on snorkeling at least one day. And you know, if we can, we'll get a little zip lining in. I might try to be able to see if I can check out some of these suppliers that I mentioned on the show because I'd like to see what they have to offer.
Interesting. You know, a question. One question about zip lining. I've never done this, but how fast do you travel over the canopy or wherever you're going on a zip line?
You know, that's a really good question. It really depends on what your fear factor is. The way they are set up with the cables is it does allow you to go as fast as you want or as slow as you want. So the first ones, you're going to be going pretty slow because you're trying to get used to your weight hanging on a cable. You're in a harness and you have heavy gear on and you're attached to a cable, and depending on how you hold the cord, will have you go faster or slower. So by the time you're done, you know, on number 14,
yeah.
you're just zipping right along. The one that we were on in Puerto Vallarta, there was a girl, I don't know, she was 12, and she was just, she'd come right in chewing her gum. I mean, no fear at all. We were calling her the chiclet girl because she was chewing a little chiclets, and she was bored with it. And that's just kind of the life that she was leading. She would, you know, after three, she'd already conquered it. She was going really fast, and she was on to some other adventure. She would have been rock wall climbing if that had been an option for her that day, because she had already conquered her fear around zip lining and was on and ready to try something else. So.
Well, future test pilot for NASA.
Yeah, no kidding. She had no fear at all. But yeah, take a little bit of look into it, and if it's something your clients would like to do, and suggest it to them. It's fun. It's different. It's not something we do in my area, I'm telling you. My guess is we don't have that available in your area either. Is that correct?
Never heard of any zip lines around here, even though there's some areas here that would be okay with it because we have a lot of sand dunes and dunes along the lakeshore where they could do something like that, but nobody's ever done it.
Hmm. There you go. You could start a whole new career.
Yeah.
One more hat.
Yeah.
So, Barry, if listeners would like to reach you, what is a good email address for you?
And they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And Laureen?
My email is sharptongued@mac.com, and that is spelled sharptongued@mac.com.
Great. Thank you, Laureen.
Thank you, and we will see you next week with Marge Schneider from Seattle.
Sounds great. Well, thanks, Laureen, for the great co-hosted segment and the information about the zip lines. It sounds like a blast. You know, I think you can see a lot more of Mother Nature as you're moving over the forest canopy than you could otherwise. So it's a great way to experience the outdoors and experience nature in its fullest. I do have four news items here that I want to share with you today. And the first news item is that there is now a bill in Congress to allow travel to computer. Yeah, right. Well, we can do that every day. Anyhow, it's a bill to allow travel to Cuba. And this bill has a pretty good shot of getting through Congress and being signed by the president. And this is a group of senators and other supporters unveiled this bill this past Tuesday. And it's going to, or proposed to, lift the 47-year-old travel ban to Cuba. You know, the embargo that we had on Cuba has failed to achieve its stated purpose for 47 years. And that purpose was, and has been, and is, bringing democracy to the Cuban people. And this just hasn't done, and what we've done hasn't worked. So, you know, it's about time that we change this policy toward Cuba, and maybe reaching out and letting tourists and others, businessmen, go to Cuba and experience the people, the culture, the weather. You know, I think that's great. Now, I know there are some people that really are opposed to reaching out to Cuba, and a lot of Cubans in Miami and Florida are not in favor of this. However, some Cuban Americans are interested in it, and the article talks about a travel agent, Tessie Errol, of Miami, Florida, and she has a travel agent that specializes in trips to Cuba. And she says that she thinks that a lot of Americans want to go to travel to Cuba, get tongue-tied here, because it's been a forbidden fruit. You know, you can go there and see things, and a lot of old cars, do I understand, classics that are still running around the streets of Cuba. Interesting to see. Anyhow, I look forward to someday maybe going to Cuba as well. So that the article is a CNNpolitics.com article, and I'll have a link to the article in the show notes. Well, the next is a PR Web press release newswire, and it's from April 3rd, 2009, and it says, travel agent organizations issue consumer warnings on card mills. Now, this is a scheme to sell consumers fake travel agent cards. And these cards are purported to give you travel perks that a travel agent would get from cruise lines, hotels, rental car agencies, etc. You may end up paying a lot of money for these fake cards, but in the end, you're going to be out your money and have no discounts. Now, the card mills not only claim to make consumers instant travel agents, but the cruise lines and other travel suppliers will hand you discounts and free travel just to anyone calling themselves a travel agent. Now, I know many of you know much better than that, as well as I do, that you just can't call up a cruise line and say, hey, I'm a travel agent, give me a free cruise. You know, it doesn't work that way. And, you know, consumers need to be wary of that. The American Society of Travel Agents, ASTA, has published a guide to card mills, and it's entitled Travel Industry Card Mills, What Consumers and Consumer Protection Agencies Should Know About Travel Industry Card Mills. Now, this is all in the news release that I'll have a link to in the website, in the show notes, rather. And also within this press release is a link to that article from ASTA. You might want to check it out. Interesting. Also, I might add, on a similar note, in the Travel Agent Central, the Travel Agent magazine, from March 16th, the cover story is about bogus travel agents, and they devote several pages to the issue of bogus travel agents. And if you get Travel Agent magazine, you might want to check that out. If you don't get Travel Agent magazine, you can find Travel Agent Central magazine, all the same thing, on the web at travelagentcentral.com. The next article I have comes from Travel and Leisure, travelandleisure.com, and it's an article about the weirdest travel agent requests. And there's several on here. There's a slideshow that's included that you can click on the link if you visit the site. You can find the link to the Travel and Leisure article in the show notes and go to the slideshow there and see a whole slideshow about weirdest travel agent requests. But a couple of them here are a request by someone to take their Chihuahua to Chihuahua, Mexico, so that their dog can discover his roots. And another one here is a request from a traveler to a travel agent to book a room in the city of Orlando, and the person wants an ocean view room in the city of Orlando. Now, how would you handle that? I mean, the city of Orlando is landlocked. It's nowhere near the ocean. Well, it's I don't know, 80 miles from the ocean. But anyhow, nowhere near that you can have an ocean view. How would you handle that request? If somebody asked you for an ocean view room in Orlando, Florida, what would you say? Anyhow, interesting request. Another request was for a camping trip. Someone wanted a camping trip to the Sahara Desert in August, and they wanted an air-conditioned tent. Well, this travel agent was able to pull it off for them, and they got a tent, a huge generator to power the air conditioner, and it went off fine, I guess. So some of the weirdest travel agent requests you might want to see, you might want to check this article out. I have a link to it in the show notes. The next article is in USA Today, the travel and destinations section, and it talks about Portland, Oregon. And Portland is inviting visitors to ask questions about Portland on Twitter. You know, most cities have a visitor center, as Portland, Oregon does too, but they also have a Twisitor center. And you can ask a question about Portland, Oregon, and within minutes, probably, you'll receive an answer to your question about Portland on Twitter. Now, here's a great use for Twitter. The Portland Visitors Bureau has someone monitoring the Twitter stream. I don't think it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but they do have someone monitoring the Twitter stream for questions about Portland, Oregon. And some of the questions might be, you know, what's a good place for breakfast in Portland? Or one of the questions was, you know, where can I rent a horse in or around Portland? And they come back with an answer. The Portland Visitor Center comes back with an answer. And it's not just the Portland Visitor Center that's answering these questions. It can be anyone that has information or an opinion about Portland, Oregon. Great use for Twitter, you know. You can ask just about anything out there on Twitter as long as you include your keyword, you know, like Portland, so that it comes up in a search. Because what they do is they set up a search for all tweets, with the word Portland in it. And when they get that search results, which comes through in real time, they can respond to any questions about Portland. So if you have a question about Portland, just put in Portland. Where's the best place to go eat breakfast? And somebody will come back and answer and give you a good location, a good restaurant, hopefully anyhow. Interesting use of Twitter. And that is the fourth and final news article that I have for the show today. And this will be in this link to this article will be in the show notes as well as the other articles. And I hope you've enjoyed it. And what I'm going to do for now is sign off until next week. We'll be back next weekend with another show. We're going to have a guest and an exciting guest. And maybe we can ask this guest if Seattle has a Twisitter Center. Maybe I'll do that. I'll have to make a note. But until then, I want to wish everybody safe travels, stay healthy, and I hope you're having a great spring break. If you're on spring break and if it's already come and gone, well, I hope you enjoyed it. Everybody safe, back home, and happy. So with that, we'll see you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
When I'm in your eyes.